Hi class, you have been learning various subjects in management. What is management, all of you know? That is nothing but planning, organizing, staffing, leading, coordinating and controlling. It is work done through others. That's what we say, that we are managing these people. Well, some other eminent faculty must have taken human resource management 1 for you earlier. So all of you are aware what is human resource management. But to recapitulate little bit, let me tell you, when you split the word management into manage, man and T, then it becomes managing man tactfully. That's in short human resource management. Well, as we know, human is the people, the employees. Resource means something which can be adopted to our requirement, which we may improve upon by some or the other measures. So similarly, people can be improved upon by giving them the right kind of training programs, etc. And as they learn on the job also, gradually, naturally, they are becoming, with their experience, better and better people to work on that. Finally, we want to manage these employees in such a way that they are giving us the objectives or goals of the organization effectively and efficiently. So basically, human resource management is first acquisition of the human resources. Once we have acquired them, we'll have to maintain them by giving them the proper salary and administration, etc. Then we'll have to train them. So maintaining, training, and of course controlling these human resources along with the industry relations, the employee welfare, etc., etc., in order to achieve the individual goals, the organization goals, and the societal goals. When we are able to achieve all these three kinds of goals efficiently and effectively, that's what human resource management is, what we are going to learn about. So when we have learned human resource management 1, in which we have basically learned about the concept of what is human resource management, what are the basic functions of human resource management in the form of, say, manpower planning, job analysis, the recruitment selection, induction, orientation, then we must have learned during that subject about training and development, motivation, employee welfare, etc. And now we are going to learn something more than that. We are going to advance our knowledge in human resource management in this subject of human resource management 2, where we are going to start today with strategic role of human resource management. In the introduction of human resource management in the first chapter in human resource management 1, you must have learnt about what is strategic human resource management, in short SHRM. That is the strategic objectives that are being made by the top management, where the human resource manager has to be involved in order to achieve those objectives right from the beginning. That is, in short, what is strategic HRM. So we are going to learn about strategic role of human resource management today in detail. Well, I am Dr. Professor Narendra Palan, teaching you this wonderful subject today. So our learning objectives will be to understand HRM role, that is human resource management role of human resources and line management, to understand the strategy, strategic management, process and planning and linking them to HRM. That means we should understand what we mean by strategy, what are the things involved in formulating the strategy, how to implement this strategy and what is exactly the process of formulating this strategy and implementing this strategy and planning and linking these strategical goals to our human resource management. Then we'll learn about to understand the emerging role of human resource management, the concept and approach of strategic human resource management. We want to understand the various strategic models of HR, and we are going to arrive at the HR strategy per se to achieve the strategic goals of the organization effectively and efficiently. We are going to align the HR strategy to the organization strategy in a beautiful way, whereby our aim of achieving the organization objectives and goals will be achieved smoothly. And we are going to learn about even what are the various skills needed by today's HR managers. What we mean by today's HR managers, earlier also HR managers were there, but the scenario has changed markedly. There are a lot of changes that have occurred in managing the organizations globally because of the liberalization, privatization, globalization, the evolution of information technology to a great extent. So the diversity of the workforce and so on and so forth. There are multiple changes that are occurring in the management of any organization in today's scenario, and hence the HR manager is not going to work as they were working earlier, like more or less in administrative role or taking care of the laws of the land and some of the taking care of the attendance of the people and giving them the salary and things like that, or personnel managers. But today they are evolved much more, and then they need to be involved throughout in the strategies of the organization at the topmost level, and that's how we can achieve the viability of the organization. The competitive advantage of the organization through people is something which HR managers are going to give, and then only the organization is going to survive, not only survive but grow and multiply in a way in this global scenario. And hence the skills needed by today's HR managers are going to be different than what were needed earlier. So we are going to go and touch upon these skills in details, so that one can understand. All of you probably are going to be HR managers in future, and you are going to go to a higher levels in HR managers, say VP HR, etc. Then you will come to know that these are the various skills needed by today's HR managers, which you can apply in your life. So let's understand what are the basic roles of HR manager. First and foremost, it will be like any other manager: planning, organizing, staffing, leading, controlling. Well, these basic roles in fact can be there for them, for their own department, but the main role will be the staffing role, which will be for the whole organization. And let's understand what are the various HRM activities which are to be taken in. First and foremost, depending on the manpower planning, depending on the organizing that has been done, after planning is done for any organization, one should know what are the various tasks to be done, and hence what are the various jobs which will be involved in performing those tasks. We are going to classify these jobs, and we'll have to analyze what exactly is involved in doing this job. So job analysis is an extremely important function of HR managers, where they are going to find out what is basically the job description. That's what all things are involved in performing this job, right from title, in which department, the group of activities are to be done for performing this job, in what working environment the person will be working, what all equipments and machines and tools he is going to use, what all health hazards and safety hazards are going to be there because of these equipments, tools, the working conditions, etc. what kind of supervision he is going to give, or he will be supervised by the supervisor, what will be the responsibilities of this person, what will be the accountability of this person, etc., etc. That's all things will be there in the job description of this person. After organizing, we'll come to know for various kinds of functions of this person's job, say accounting, marketing, sales, operations, packaging, etc., etc., or service. So, after doing this, the second most important thing will be, in the job analysis, will be job specification. That means, what kind of person is needed to perform this kind of job that we have analyzed and found out the job description. So, for that we will need, what should be the age of the person? Preferably in some of the functions, in some of the jobs like the fashion fads and marketing of these things, or in movies and the mobiles and other things, where probably you will like to have the younger people. Then in certain cases you may need experienced people, where naturally the age group will be 45 to 50 and things like that. So what kind of person is needed for this? Certain jobs are more preferable for males, say in case of security, etc., where a major function is there. In case of manual labor, where they have to carry lot of weight and things like that, probably males will be preferred. So age, gender, sometimes in some of the jobs. But of course, one should not discriminate a person based on the age or gender just like that, unless there are some specific requirements which are fulfilled only by that age group or only by that sex. Then comes the qualification of the person, the educational background and qualification of a person. For example, if he is going to be an accountant job, he should be naturally a commerce graduate or postgraduate, and then MBA in finance and things like that. If he is in marketing, he should be MBA in marketing and like that. What will be the qualification of the person needed? That will be coming under job specification. Then comes the number of years of experience based on the type of job that is he is going to perform. Where his expertise is needed, then naturally we want an experienced person to do that kind of job. So these are, and what will be the responsibility and accountability he'll be holding because of this post, that also one should know. So these kind of things will come under job analysis, which is a basic function of HR, which will be needed for all future functions of HR in the form of, say, recruitment, training, wage and salary administration, providing benefits, the performance appraisal, training and development, employee commitment, and various other functions which are the basic functions of HR. For that, the base is job analysis. Based on that only one can do all those functions. Once we have analyzed the job properly and classified all these jobs with having a proper job description and job specification, we are going to do manpower planning for the immediate future, the mid future, and the long term. What are the manpower needed based on how many people are likely to retire in a particular year? What is the employee turnover on an average in this organization? So based on that, some people are going to resign and go. For various reasons, it can be for better career development, or for learning further, or for because of the family problem, or because of the chronic sickness, or various reasons may be there. But overall, we know that there is a employee turnover in this organization, say 15%, say 20%, say 25%, and so on and so forth, based on the type of industry also. For example, in IT and ITES, usually the employee turnover is more, because people go on doing the job change very frequently there, and they have got lot of scope also there. Then comes and based on the job analysis and based on the manpower planning, we are going to have the recruitment process starting, where we are going to invite the applicants for the particular jobs we have identified to be fulfilled. And then we are going, which is a positive process, then we are going to select out of these wide number of applicants who have applied for. And we are, so selection is a negative process. We are going to weed out the wrong type of candidates for the particular job, where we are going to see not only the technical knowledge of that person, but also we want to see whether he is culturally matching to our organizational culture, values, etc. also. And then we are going to take the cream out of these and going to select that person and give him the offer letter. Then we are going to orient him towards the organization's mission statement, vision statement, the organizational values, culture, the various manufacturing products or services that the organization is offering, the various departments, the so many things we are going to tell him about the organization, so that he is comfortable to start the work in the organization and he feels that he is valued as an employee in this organization. Because the maximum number of people leaving the organization at times are within the first 6 months. If they feel that they are not wanted here, or because the expectations they have got are not going to be fulfilled in this organization. So the orientation and induction will be there, then placement will be there, and for that a particular training may be given to the type of job he is going to do. Then based on the job profile, we are going to have the right kind of wages and salaries for them. So wages and salary administration will be done. We are going to provide incentives, benefits, etc. to the executives and managers, because that's also what is needed for retaining the talents and retaining the higher managerial cadre here. And of course, we are going to manage even the career planning and succession planning. Then we are going to assess these employees every year, and of course more periodically, to find out what is the performance appraisal, that means against the standards how much they are going to achieve, and based on that he will be given the rewards, performance linked pay, etc. And whether he will be promoted or not also may be partly dependent on them, based on the past performance as well as the future potential of the person. And of course communication is a very important function in any managerial function. So for human resource it is much more important, because finally human resource manager can work as a mediator between the workers and the managers, between the workers and the workers, for counseling for their own personal aspects. Also sometimes HR manager can counsel them for their marital discord, for their aggressive child, or various things, and for higher managers to get them accommodation, to get their children the schooling, etc. And for that naturally a big role of supportive communication, the effective communication will be needed. Then comes an important aspect of HRM role in training and development, where we want to train the person at the initial period of time, in the periodically also, because the newer and newer technologies are going to come, and we want to develop the managers overall aspect, whereby they can then take up the higher post, and they are going to help us for the succession planning of this organization for various positions in future. So training and development is an important role the HR managers are going to play. And then we want the employees who should be committed to the organization as far as possible. They should be loyal to the organization. They are not supposed to divulge any inside information to the external person. They are not going to speak any bad thing about the organization, about the corporate, to maintain the highest image of the corporation in the world, so that the name and fame of the organization will improve, and the future generation people, when they want to join the organization, they have got positive image of this organization, whereby they can come easily and they can get the cream of the people to join our organization. At the same time, there should be total involvement of the people and the commitment of them. They should be loyal to the organization, so that they are going to remain with the organization for a longer time. So that kind of commitment, to produce them, to enhance their morale, to boost their morale, etc. This, all these roles will be played by the HRM. Then comes, there are three kinds of functions the HRM people are going to have. One is line function, the other one is coordinative function, and the third one is staff function. Well, what we mean by line function is basically, these are the people who are responsible for the basic function, basic products or services of the organizations to be given, and hence HRM role as a line function will be the direct activities of his or her own team. That means the people working under the HR, VP HR, for them their hiring of these HR managers and their assistants, etc., for getting the work done from them, their performance appraisal, their job rotations, their promotions, everything will be the line function, and they are going to exert the authority within the HR department. Like in central chain, one can say that they are having, the VP HR will be having authority over the GM HR, GM HR will be having authority over the AGM HR, etc., etc. So that's the line function HRM people are going to play. Then the major function is coordinative function, where they are coordinating the personnel activities or exert the functional control over others. They ensure that the line managers are going to implement the various HR policies of the company, which has been formulated by the HR managers. They are going to follow all the procedures and the objectives of the organization formulated by the HR people, so that the work culture is very coherent. People are going to coordinate with each other, and ultimately they are going to get the organization goals effectively and efficiently. The third important role, which is a very, very important role of HR people, because they are basically a staff function, one can say, in most of the manufacturing as well as service organizations. Unless there is a firm which are only HR consultants, then the head HR consultant will be having mainly line function. But in most of the manufacturing organizations or service organizations or a mixed type of organizations, ultimately the main function of HR will be staff function. Now, what we mean by staff function? Basically, a staff function is something where they are going to assist and they are going to advise the line managers for various reasons that the line managers want their expertise. One is in hiring the right people, whereby they are going to weed out the basic requirements for that particular post based on the job description and job specification. And of course, they are going to negotiate with the candidate who is going to be hired about the salary to be offered, the fringe benefits to be offered, etc. And then they are going to prepare the job offer letter and do all the selection tests, etc. With the help of line managers, and they are going to assist them in all that function and advise them rightly, so that the right person will be hired for the job which is vacant, whereby a loyal person with technically sound person for that particular job. At the same time, they should be having the culture and values of the organization in line with their individual values and culture, or they can be modified into them partly if required. And of course, they should be loyal to the company and committed to the company in the long run, whereby they are not going to resign and go away in a short period. So that's the staff function in hiring. Then staff function in training is very important, because ultimately it is the soft skills which has got a lot of impact for an employee's performance. Today, as we know, that it is not the IQ or the intelligence quotient which is enough for the success of the organization. It is the EQ or emotional quotient or emotional intelligence which is much more important in today's world, whether it's a manufacturing industry or more especially in the service industry ultimately. And secondly, since the technology is changing, many of the things are becoming obsolete, and hence the training part is very important for the HR people to impart to various employees under the line managers, right from beginning in the form of orientation and induction, to the awareness about the various policies, procedures, and the discipline to be followed, the code of conduct to be followed, the code of dress to be followed, the ethical aspect, the cultural aspect, etc., etc. One has to be trained right from beginning. And when the technology changes, or if there are structural changes in the organization, the employees should be in tune with that, and hence again training will be required for that. To prevent the accident, safety training will be required, behavior based training will be required, health education talks will be required. All that function of training can be under a good HR manager. So training as a staff function, HR people are doing which is very, very important. Similarly, once the people are working under the line managers, one has to evaluate their working in the form of what were the standards given, what actually they have achieved, where is the gap, and how to improve upon this gap so that in future they are going to perform better and better, and they are going to have the functioning more effectively and efficiently to achieve ultimately the organizational goals. Once we have evaluated, based on the evaluation, we also want to reward these people, these employees, in the form of whether they should be given appreciation in the form of increased salary, more increment, more bonus, or performance linked pay, etc. That HR people are going to decide based on the HR policies, based on the survey of the rewarding pattern in their own industry as well as in the neighboring industry and other industries as well. So that people, as we know, as we have learned earlier, the Adam's equity theory, where an employee is going to compare his own remuneration with somebody else's remuneration who is at an equal position, as well as he may also compare the similar kind of job requiring similar kind of skills, education, qualifications and experience in the other organizations, and hence if there is a mismatch between, a gross mismatch between the two, he is likely to leave the organization, and hence rewarding is an important function of HR manager to take all these things into consideration and then reward the employee suitably to make him motivated to work better. Similarly, counseling is something which is important, which can be during their regular duties. Somebody may have anxiety of work, somebody may be working under a lot of time pressure, so he is stressed, or maybe he's got some family problems whereby marital stress or the aggressive child or the interpersonal relationship problem, etc. There can be various problems the employee may be having either with the colleague or with the superior or with the neighboring department, etc., etc., and where counseling is needed, the HR person can give that. And based on the past performance, based on the future potential of a person, he may be promoted. That also an important decision will have to be taken by the HR manager. And at the same time, if the person is not functioning well, or if he is markedly below average for his performance in the consecutive 2 or 3 years, or maybe present also based on the type of industry a person is working, as well as if somebody is involved in some acts of commission or omission which are going to be for the disciplinary action to be taken against him as per the Standing Order Act, then even firing of employees may be done by the HR people. At the same time, downsizing is also very common in present scenario. Lean organization is the mantra of today's world. The vertical organization earlier, where multiple levels were there, now it is becoming flattening, and hence multi-skilling is done and less number of people are required, partly because of that, partly because of the information technology and computers which have taken over many of the functions of human beings in much better way, more accurate way, and hence at times for downsizing even firing of some of the employees will be needed, which should be done smoothly by the HR manager in order to prevent the adverse effect of these downsizing by the employees who are still remaining, and they should not feel threatened by that. That also is to be taken care of by HRM. So these are the various staff functions HRM person is going to take care of.